I'm Paul John Spaulding, GM of production at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to the Cybercrime Magazine update. I'm joined by Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Steve, thank you so much for joining.
Great to be here, Paul.
Well, Thanksgiving, Black Friday, this holiday time in general is approaching in the United States. And for some people, that means turkey. For others, that might mean shopping. Maybe a little bit of both. I'm not so sure. But Steve, do we have any words of wisdom from you that you could share with us, cyber-related or otherwise, for this upcoming week?
Sure. Black Friday. I have to give a call out here, and I'm sorry, but you know, to my kids, I have six kids, and this is to, I guess, five of them who are old enough to remember,
right,
I told you so, because okay. I've been telling them for years,
yeah,
don't give your name, your contact information out. There's no reason to do it. And I remember, you know, being out at, you know, malls and various places, and my kids, especially the girls, you know, buying, you know, things in retail shops, and inevitably, you know, you go to check out and they want your email address. And I'd always say, don't give them your email address. And they'd get upset with me, you know, well, they want to, you know, get whatever discounts and coupons and so forth. And of course, they would divulge it. But now they're older, they're in their 20s. And, you know, I think, you know, they've learned otherwise. I don't think they're as free to give their contact information out. And they know what scams are, unfortunately.
I mean, do you think there's a lot of like pressure almost because you're sitting there? I mean, it's you might be shopping for someone else even. And you're like, you know what, I'm going to get them a gift. And hey, I get 15% off if I give them my email. You know, it's a very impulse kind of decision that they're capitalizing on.
Yeah, well, people don't realize that, you know, you walk into a lot of these retailers and, you know, who are they? Are they a retailer? Or are they a big data company?
Right. Maybe
they're
both.
They're both. Yeah. And they're, you know, building up the, you know, their, you know, data mine, and they want your contact information, and they make you feel guilty. And I know this because my youngest is 10, and sometimes, you know, she'll feel like I'm being mean to the clerk because I'm not giving them my contact information. And I'll say, I'm not being mean. I'm not being hacked.
Yeah.
And so I'm not giving them my information. And then I'll get less phishing emails, and, you know, the likelihood of me being hacked is going to go down dramatically.
You know, ever since I started working here, I've always thought twice about giving my email to anyone, you know, and or even creating a fake email. You know, I say fake, I mean a real email, but one that doesn't really have any personal ties to you. But holding on that phishing note for a minute, I imagine there's phishing both on the consumer side, meaning just anyone who does any kind of holiday anything, as well as businesses, because, well, businesses are still open. There are people that are still going to be working during Thanksgiving or during that week, security professionals and many others. So is there anything they should be keeping in mind, or have you heard of any particular phishing emails going around, something that's notably nefarious this year?
We put out the Cybercrime Wire, cybercrimewire.com. You can go there every day, and there's going to be the scam of the day, literally. So that's how quickly this is changing. So I'm at a point myself where, you know, I cover so much material that there's never just one thing that's, you know, at the forefront of my mind. But what I will say is I was reading this morning a great commentary from KnowBefore. A lot of people know the company. We have a blog on our homepage titled Scams. It's at the very top left of the site. If you click on it, there's a new item every day. And I was reading today about the proliferation of scams being centered on the employers, the retailers, I should say, and their employees, more so than the consumers. And that's not to say that the consumers aren't being targeted, but it was a great wake-up call, a great reminder. And they weren't so much talking about any one particular scam as much as the volume that they could expect, because things are busy. So our email volume is going to go way up. Legitimate email volume is going to go way up. We're going to be very busy. And when you're busy, you're distracted. And that's when you also need to remind yourself there are a lot of phishing emails going around. And that's how you get infected with ransomware. And, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty intense to think that, you know, it's kind of like everyone's just trying to do their job and, you know, push through. And especially around these times, again, at least in the United States and locally to us anyways, you know, lots of people are, maybe they're trying to get out of the office a little early one day or whatever it is. They're trying to just live their lives kind of hopefully undisrupted. But unfortunately, some of these things kind of leak in. And that's where we get hit sometimes.
I don't think you could ask the CEO of one large retail brand globally if they think that they're 100% safe insofar as their employees go, you know, being able to detect scams and, you know, help defend the company. It's a big challenge, and, you know, companies are fighting back, and it's global. You know, Thanksgiving's coming up. We think about, you know, Black Friday. That's here, obviously, in our country. But one of the largest retailers globally was hacked today. And, you know, you could read about it on, again, cybercrimewire.com. And, you know, you'll see it there. That was based in Europe. So, you know, it's happening all over the world.
And also Cyber Monday, too. So usually these deals and stuff and the kind of shopping spirit stays through to, you know, kind of the whole weekend almost.
Yeah. And then it's Christmas and then it's Valentine's Day. And, you know,
enough. I don't think
it doesn't end.
We'll have another podcast when we get closer. All right. Well, Steve, thank you so much for joining. Hopefully people maybe, I don't know if they are shopping and they, you know, they see some coupon discounts in exchange for an email that they have to give out. Maybe they think twice or, I don't know. Stay sharp, I guess, would be the observation.
The times have changed. Now I think the teens and the college kids are telling their parents, don't give out your email address.
Right. It's the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Steve, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm Paul John Spaulding, GM of production at Cybercrime Magazine. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Cybercrime Magazine Update. To follow all of our media, head over to cybercrimemagazine.com.